Okay, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show, broadcasting live out of the Crescent Valley, 7:30 till 9 Standard Time, Mountain Standard Time. Yeah, I'm glad to see everybody's cluing in to the no time zone change here in Creston, but time zone change at your home. But looks like everybody's coming together here to listen to a little morning show music. Anyway, a little on the crispy side out there this morning. 1 degree, winds are calm, 85% humidity, and barometric pressure is falling, currently sitting at 102.3 kilopascals. Now, today, they're calling for a 70% chance of flurries. Of course, that'll be up in the mountains, and changing to a 60% chance of rain showers or flurries near noon, highs plus 3. Well, I guess we might have a chance of a couple of flurries down here, but I know all the mountain passes have got a good dose of snow on them. And when you walk around the valley here right now, all of the mountaintops are white. And you know what that means? You get a little bit of wind blowing and kind of cools things off down here in the valley. But we got a nice overcast week with this kind of weather, looking about the same right through till next Monday. So why should I bother telling you about all the highs and lows? They're going to be down around zero, and they're going to go up around 4 or 5. Anyways, I feel like starting off with some Crooked Brothers today. And this is from an album called Lawrence, Where's Your Knife? It came out in 2011. And we're going to listen to a song called 17 Horses right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Big old load, Jackson. the Maritimes. We're listening to Sonic Unity Radio on the World Wide Web.
Let go of my butt.
to have you. Short Change Harrell. And that album came out in 2009. It's called The House That Dirt Built. Anyways, a bit of a mellow tune there, but I quite like it. So, yeah. Started off with a couple of mellow ones here today. Can't be doing the hard rock and toe tapping all the time. Hope you don't mind. Like to mix it up a little bit to make sure everybody gets a good cross section of what we got in the library here at the SKR. 1 degree, is that what I said we had today so far? Yep, winds are calm and we're supposed to go up to 3. Would you luck out? I would say winter is on its way. Okay, quarter to the hour here, or pretty darn close. It's time for our Canadian history, Canadian headlines over the years. And our first story is from 1939 out of Ottawa. And that's when the National Research Council first broadcast its official time signal at exactly 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. There you go. And what is it? A series of short dashes by a couple of long ones or beeps or something like that, and then we got the time signal at exactly bang on. I know we used to use that time signal for setting our satellite transmissions back in the day. Yeah. 1956, out of the United Nations in New York, Canadian Major General Elm Burns accepts position as commander of the first United Nations Emergency Force as the Pearson Peace Plan is adopted by the U.S. General, the UN General Assembly. A couple of birthdays here. Ooh, we got a big one listed first for 1959. Bryan Adams, rock superstar. I think we'll just call him a rock star. Let's not go over the top here, huh? Guy gets a couple of hits. Jeez. Born on this day in Kingston, Ontario, with his trademark raspy voice, in about a 10-year span there of that real greasy-looking hair. But anyway, he was hired as lead singer of a band called Sweeney Todd in 1976. He recorded several songs for them before leaving the band in 77. His first solo album, Bryan Adams, 1980, was followed by You Want It, You Got It, and then Cuts Like a Knife, which brought him a world following. His fourth album, Reckless, in 84, gave him his first Grammy nomination and sold 4 million copies. It was the best-selling Canadian album to date, and Into the Fire in 87. His 1991 single, Everything I Do It For You, from the movie Robin Hood, sold more than 3 million copies in the U.S., becoming the second best-selling single, second only to We Are the World. It won the Grammy for Best Song Written Especially for a Motion Picture or Television. That year, Adams refused to attend the Canada's Juno Awards because of CRTC airtime regulations. The song did not have enough Canadian content, and according to his manager, Bruce Allen, the Junos turned their back on the biggest hit to come out of Canada. After Waking Up the Neighbors in 1991, he released a greatest hits album, So Far So Good, which spawned another number one hit, Please Forgive Me. In 1995, he followed with What You Really Loved, A Woman, from the movie Don Juan DeMarco and the Centerfold. His fourth number one hit, 18 Till I Die, in 1996. Well, he's a vegetarian, too, and he's quite the photographer as well. He just put out a coffee table book of his photos here, I don't know, about a year or so ago. Anyway, what else do we have here? Alexei Yashin, NHL center, born on this day in Sverdlovsky, Russia, or something like that. 6'3", 225 pounds, Yashin was selected by the Ottawa Senators in the first round, second pick overall in the 1992 NHL entry draft. In the 1997-98, he led the Sens in goals, points, and shots for the second consecutive season, and then went on to be team captain. He appeared in 209 consecutive games. In 1998, he gave a donation of $1 million to the National Arts Center. Way to go, Alexi. What else do we have here? Oh, yes, this big story. You remember when Jean Chrétien's wife, Aline, stops a knife intruder outside of their bedroom at 24 Sussex Drive? She locks the door and calls security, points up lax security, RCMP security. That happened in 1995. What else do we have? Anything else? Not seeing it right now. Oh, Guy Lombardo dies at the age of 75 in Houston, Texas. Band leader, born June 19th, 1902 in London, Ontario. Gordon Lightfoot's single, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, hits number one on the Billboard pop charts in 1976. And Jean Beliveau scores a hat trick, often known as a hat trick, in 44 seconds, the second fastest on record. That happened in 1955. All right. I guess seeing how Bryan Adams had such a big write-up here, I should probably play something by him. And I've got a song, and this is from, let's see, his 1981 album, You Want It, You Got It. One Good Reason, right here on South Kootenai Radio. Brian Adams there with One Good Reason, and that song going out to Jen over there at Bison. Good to see you tuned in again there, Jen, and yeah, kind of missed you there over a couple of weeks, but you know how to get back to the good music, that's right, yeah. Just a reminder here, this upcoming weekend is Parents Weekend for the Creston Valley Thundercats, and they've got a triple hitter this week. Friday night, they're playing against the Kamloops Storm. Saturday night, Grand Forks Bruins. And then Sunday afternoon, matinee game, we're playing against the Nelson Leafs, which their goaltender, Tyler Moffitt, who played for the Thundercats the last 2 years, is the top goalie in the league currently, and as well as the Nelson Leafs are the top team in the league. So that's going to be a lot of fun. But all the parents are coming in this weekend. We've got a lot of excitement planned, luncheons, and even going to do a bit of a car rally just so they get to know the Creston area. Kind of cool. Looking forward to it. All right, we've got Tom Cochran and Red Ryder here with a hockey song, a Big League, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Never can tell when I come down. You never can.
right, there you go, Tom Cochran and Red Ryder there with Big League, and it is 8 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, and you know what that means. We've got the news crew standing by here. They've got a 4-minute, 30-second hourly update for us, and then we'll come back on the second half hour with some more great music for you.
It is November 5th, and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. The Canadian natural gas giant Encana has announced it's cutting its workforce by 20%. At this point, it's not clear exactly how many jobs will be lost, but it could be as many as 800. Encana says the cuts are part of its plan to shift its focus away from natural gas and more toward oil production. The Senate votes today on a government motion to suspend Mike Duffy, Pamela Wallin, and Patrick Brazeau. The vote is scheduled for late this afternoon, and if it passes, the three senators will lose their salaries for the remainder of the current parliamentary session, which could be for another 2 years. BC Premier Christy Clark and Alberta Premier Alison Redford have canceled their scheduled meeting today in Vancouver. CBC's Stephen Smart reports.
Both BC's Christy Clark and Alberta's Alison Redford will be in Vancouver today talking pipelines, but they won't be talking to each other, with a planned face-to-face meeting cancelled due to a lack of progress in negotiations. Over the past year, the relationship between the two provinces has been a complicated one. Public backlash over the proposed Enbridge Northern Gateway pipeline prompted BC to put in place 5 conditions that had to be met before any new pipeline would be approved, a move that angered Alberta. But since the BC election, there had been progress. Clark and Redford met face-to-face in the summer with an agreement for a follow-up meeting this fall. But now a BC government source says despite discussions, there hasn't been enough progress to warrant another high-level meeting, so that follow-up won't happen today as planned. However, both provinces stress officials will continue to talk behind the scenes. Stephen Smart, CBC News, Victoria.
At a news conference today in Germany, more details were released about an enormous collection of art recently discovered in a Munich apartment. Here's the CBC's Anne McMillan.
This morning at that news conference in Munich, the state prosecutor said that 1,406 works of art were found in the apartment of Cornelius Gerlitt, a son of an art dealer who worked with the Nazis in the 1930s and 40s. They date from the 16th century to modern times and include masters like Canaletto, Renoir, Picasso, Toulouse-Lautrec, Chagall. There are oil paintings, watercolors, sketches, works so valuable that he said no value can be put on them. He also said there's evidence that this is so-called degenerate art, modern works that the Nazis felt sent the wrong message to the population, or stolen art, work looted from Jewish families and others. This has been called one of the most extraordinary treasure troves of art since the Second World War.
That's the CBC's Anne McMillan in London. The bodies of 2 French journalists killed in Mali over the weekend have now been returned to Paris. Daniel Bache reports.
Early this morning at Charles de Gaulle Airport, the families of Claude Verlon and Ghislaine Dupont huddled under umbrellas in the drizzling rain, walking behind the coffins of the 2 slain journalists. They were joined by French President François Hollande and Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius and scores of the murdered journalist colleagues from Radio France International. Marie-Christine Zaragoza, president of the company which owns RFI, was aboard the plane which carried the bodies overnight from Mali's capital, Bamako.
Une drôle de nuit dans l'avion.
Zaragoza said it was a strange experience traveling both with and without the 2 journalists she said she was proud of. The 2 were found shot to death in northern Mali on Saturday after being kidnapped outside the home of a Tuareg tribal leader they had just interviewed. Daniel Bage, CBC News, Paris.
Voters in Houston, Texas go to the polls today to decide what to do about the Astrodome, the world's first ever dome stadium. It opened to great international fanfare 48 years ago, but it hasn't had a regular sports tenant since 1999. The last time it was used by the public was in 2005, when it served as a shelter for the victims of Hurricane Katrina. The vote today is on whether to refurbish the Astrodome or destroy it. And that is the CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings.
All right, thanks a lot, Joe. Welcome back, everybody. The second half hour, as we've got the furnace just blaring in the background. It's all I can hear on the headphones. It sounds like a 747 coming right through the booth. But that's the way she goes. 1 degree in the Crescent Valley, that'll cause the furnace to come on. Yep. Let's go listening to a little bit of a Lynyrd Skynyrd. T is for Texas, and this is a bit of a live cut for you. So here we go, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Put your hands together on this out a bit.
woman made a fool of me. Made a fool out of me. One more time. Give me a tea for them. Oh, that woman made a fool. I said, oh, that woman made a fool out of me. Yeah.
Okay, so you're listening to South Kootenai Radio here, and might as well check out Tim in the mornings at 7:30. It'll be a good time.
Okay, there we go, our theme music to bring you up to this day in rock and roll history. And what do we have today for November the 5th? Got a few birthdays on deck here. 1931, Ike Turner, guitar player, and actually a pretty darn good guitar player. If you ever checked out any of Ike's stuff from the late 50s, I think you'd be quite impressed, but anyways, Ike Turner, born on this day in 1931. I'm not sure if Ike's still alive or not, though. I should have looked that up. 1941, Art Garfunkel was born, and of course, Art, the other half of Garfield and Simon and Garfunkel. Yeah, Simon and Garfunkel, that's it, yeah. Graham Parsons, born on this day in 1946, guitar player for the Byrds. Peter Noon, 1947, lead singer for Herman's Hermits. I don't have any Herman's Hermits in the library here at the SKR because I can't stand that song, I'm Henry the Eighth I Am. I heard it way too much when I was like 10. Drove me insane and I still can't stand it. That's just my opinion and I'm sticking with it. 1950, Dennis Provisor, keyboards and vocals for the Grassroots. One of their big hits, Two Divided by Love. Yeah. As mentioned in Canadian history, Brian Adams, born on this day in 1959. One of his big tunes, Straight from the Heart. All right, we can't be forgetting out the useless trivia throughout the day for November the 5th. Our first story goes back to 1960, and that's when 33-year-old Johnny Horton, who had a number one hit with the Ballad of New Orleans, died when his Cadillac was hit by a drunken truck driver in Milano, Texas. Now, put your ear up to the thing. This is quite a little story of irony. Johnny had just played his last show at the Skyline in Austin, Texas, where Hank Williams had played his last show as well. Horton's widow, Billy Joe, was also Hank Williams' widow. Wow. That's kind of odd, isn't it? 1965, The Who released a song called My Generation. Yeah. How do you like my Roger Daltrey impression? Yeah. Which will become a sort of an anthem for British teens, rising to number 2 on the UK chart. They performed that song on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour, but was mostly ignored in America back then. But then, the rest, as I say, is history. 1966, 8 weeks after their TV series debuted, The Monkees had their number one record in the U.S. With Last Train to Clarksville. And who could forget the happenings of 1967 when Kenny Rogers and the First Edition make their TV debut on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour? Yeah, just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll play that one so you can all sing along, because my singing is terrible, as you now know. 1971, announcer Al Dvorin utters what would be a well-known phrase. Elvis has left the building. Yep. At the end of a Minneapolis concert by the King. He was asked to make the announcement in an effort to quiet the fans who continued to call for an encore. They just didn't want the King to walk off the stage. Yeah. I bet my number one Elvis fan knows all about that little blurb. Yeah. Anyways, what else do we have here? 1986 Bobby Nunn, vocalist for the Coasters on their 1958 hit Yakety Yak. Don't talk back. Died of a heart attack at age 61. And in 1988, the Beach Boys had a number one record in the U.S. with Kokomo from the movie Cocktail. Reached the top. It made number 25 in the U.K. It had been 22 years since the group had their last U.S. chart topper with Good Vibrations. The only other top 10 hit in that time had been Rock and Roll Music. 1976. Interesting. All right, Graham Parsons, born on this day in 1946. Not only a member of the Byrds, but also the Flying Burrito Brothers. So we're going to play a little bit of those right now. 6 days on the road to start things off right here on South Kootenai Radio's Rock and Roll History.
Make it home tonight. we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
Talking about my generation.
My generation. My generation, baby. Why don't you all fade away? Try and dig what we all say. Trying to cause a big sensation. Just talking about my generation. What we all
say.
Try to cause a big sensation. Just talking about my generation. Cause we get around.
Things
they do look awful cold.
Hope
I die before I get old.
Take the last time. reservations on the slow. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Knoxville. Take the last train to Knoxville. Take the last train to Knoxville. Take the last train to Knoxville.
You are listening to the South Kootenai Radio, broadcasting out of Creston Valley, and be sure to tune in at 3 o'clock for the Blues Show. Have a good day.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I woke up this morning with the sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition.
I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole, and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much, I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. Letters on a dead end sign. I had my foot on the gas, set the road, and blew out my mind. 8 miles out of Memphis, and I got no spare. 8 miles straight up downtown somewhere. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. Said I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there we go. Got the power back onto the board. Yeah, I wasn't even sure if that went through there okay, but apparently it did. Kenny Rogers in the first edition just dropped in, finishing off another installment of This Day in Rock and Roll History, a regular segment we have every day at about 8:15 in the morning. And what else did we hear? The Monkees, Last Train to Clarksville, The Who, My Generation, yeah. Brian Adams, Fitcha Good, and the Flying Burrito Brothers starting things off with 6 Days on the Road. Stay tuned again tomorrow at about 8:15. We'll have another installment of Rock History for you. All right, what we're going to do is a quick look at the weather across the country here right now. Currently, as I mentioned in the Crescent Valley, it was 1 degree, but wow, would you look at that? It dropped down to zero. High of 3 degrees today. Over in Vancouver, they're sitting at +5 and it's raining. And let's see, Yellowknife, cloudy -6, Edmonton -13 in the sunshine, Regina -9 and snowing, Calgary -11 and sunny, Toronto 9 degrees, mainly sunny, Halifax 3 degrees, mainly sunny, ooh, it's -1 and mainly sunny in Fredericton, and St. John's, Newfoundland, -1 degree. All right, what to play here? I'm wondering about this Harry Manx tune. I just can't get the tune in my head to see if it's acceptable for a morning show or not. So I'm going to give it a try here. It's from the Road Ragus Live album. It came out in 2005. Rubens Train is the name of this song, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Getting out the heavy artillery now, guys. This is the Mohan Veena, and this is from Rajasthan. It's sort of well, it takes a long time to tune it. Let's put it that way. it's a real beast. It's kind of like a sitar because you have two layers of strings, and the bottom ones they're sympathetic strings. I don't really play them. They sing by themselves when I play the top one. And I got this in Rajasthan in India, and I went there and met the guy that created this instrument in early in the 90s. And I traveled to India many times before that, but I'd never really met the man or heard of him. So I phoned a few friends and got his number, and I went up. I gave him a call, and he said, yeah, come on up. And so I went to see him in Rajasthan. And I got there in the middle of the night, and about 3 o'clock in the morning, he was still up, you know. I think he just finished his dinner or something. And I had my guitar, and he said, play a few tunes. So I played a couple of songs on my slide guitar. And he said, well, it's very beautiful. You play very well. And then he took his instrument like this and just... So I stayed with him 5 years after that. He couldn't get rid of me after I heard this thing, so... someday you'll be forsaken. Someday you'll be forsaken. Someday you'll be forsaken.
Ray Charles there. That's taken from a bit of a box set I have on Ray Charles called The Birth of Soul, the complete Atlantic recordings that that he made. That's actually a compilation that took recordings from 1952 to 1959. All right, it is 8:46. It's time for our artist highlight, and today, because it's Art Garfunkel's birthday, we're going to be featuring the music of one of the bands he was in, Simon and Garfunkel. Yeah. And of course, a big thanks going out to Bedazzled, located at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston. And also, Kevin down there is a new member of Team Mojo Rising for the Movember Mustache Growing Competition for the Prostate Cancer Fundraiser. So check out our page if you dare. Mojo Rising. And we're the page that doesn't have the little apostrophe at the end of Ryzen. And if you have a hard time finding it, just go check out the link at the South Kootenai Radio Facebook page or the SKR.com website. All the links are there. So, yeah, congratulations going out to Ken, or Kevin. It looks looks good to see that clean-shaven face. Him and I are the only guys that normally wear beards that had to do the total shave. A few of the other guys on the team had the mustaches, but, yeah, it's for a good cause. Anyways, Art Garfunkel, born on this day in 1941. He's 72 years old, and we're going to start off with I Am a Rock right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Winter's day in a deep and dark December, I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. Don't talk of love. Feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock. I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock. I am an island.
And a rock feels no pain, and an island. Thank you.
is Cuckoo Cachoo, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray.
La 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 la
when you're at work listening to South Kootenai Radio. There's lots of dancing in your chair.
Our artist highlight, Simon and Garfunkel, finishing off this segment here today that we hear every day at 8:45 Mountain Standard Time. Anyways, of course, that segment brought to you by Bedazzled, located at 1217 Canyon Street, right in downtown Creston. Don't forget about the Hot Chicken and LP show today at noon. Today we're going to be listening to Disc 2 of Crosby, Stills, and Nash, recorded live in 2012, and we had Disc 1 yesterday. Darn good highlight, yeah. So make sure you check that out. And you can also go to our Facebook page, just do a search for South Kootenai Radio, and the website that has the schedule and all the programming and all that good stuff, downloadable podcasts, etc., is at theskr.com. So have a great day, everyone. We're going to break away for a 4-minute, 30-second news update, and then we'll be back with regular broadcasting right here on South Kootenai Radio. Catch you all on the flip side.
It is November 5th.